Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, give a loving welcome to your servant.
Lord, give a loving welcome to your servant.
I have done what is right and just. Let me not be oppressed. Vouch for the welfare of your servant, lest the proud oppress me. My eyes yearn for your saving help and the promise of your justice. Treat your servant with love and teach me your commands. I am your servant. Give me knowledge, then I shall know your will. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. That is why I love your commands more than finest gold, why I rule my life by your precepts. I hate the ways of falsehood. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The light of your words, Father, gives understanding to little ones. Prepare our hearts to receive the Advocate, your Holy Spirit.
Lord, give a loving welcome to your servant.
Look to the Lord and be enlightened.
Look to the Lord and be enlightened.
I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. Look towards him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. This poor man called. The Lord heard him and rescued him from all his distress. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who revere him to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him. Revere the Lord, you his saints. They lack nothing, those who revere him. Strong lions suffer want and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no blessing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Look to the Lord and be enlightened.
When your heart is torn with grief, the Lord is near you.
When your heart is torn with grief, the Lord is near you.
Come, children, and hear me, that I may teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is he who longs for life and many days to enjoy his prosperity? Then keep your tongue from evil and your lips from seeking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek and strive after peace. The Lord turns his face against the wicked to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The Lord turns his eyes to the just and his ears to their appeal. They call and the Lord hears and rescues them in all their distress. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed, he will save. Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him. He will keep guard over all his bones. Not one of his bones shall be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked. Those who hate the good are doomed. The Lord ransoms the souls of his servants. Those who hide in him shall not be condemned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Graciously hear us, Lord, for we seek only you. You are near to those whose heart is right. Open yourself to accept our sorrowful spirit. Calm our bodies and minds with a peace which surpasses understanding.
When your heart is torn with grief, the Lord is near you.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians. You are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will dwell with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
May those who love you prosper.
Let us pray. O God, who from living and chosen stones prepare an eternal dwelling for your majesty, increase in your church the spirit of grace you have bestowed, so that by new growth your faithful people may build up the heavenly Jerusalem. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.